Do we need to reset it?
No. It's not like the Ronco oven. What was that called? Set it and forget it.
Ronco.
You know what I'm talking about? It was an infomercial. That was his tagline. And I don't know, man. It was kind of a classic one. I'm sure. Showtime oven. That's what it was called. The Ronco Showtime oven. You just set it and then the audience goes, forget it. Like the cheesiest in unison and shit. But I mean, it made you want it, dude. All the stuff looked really tasty. All right. Speaking of really tasty. Nope. Hell no. But then let's try to layers. Like I could put them in there.
No, let's not try to do this.
Welcome back to the UMMPOD. That is the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. Pod, baby. We're back. Back in action. This is numero 8. I almost said the German one. I almost combined languages. Numero 8. 8 is German for Ocho.
Is it not
7? We are kind of like the ESPN Ocho of music podcasts. What'd you say?
Is it not 7?
Ocho?
No, this episode.
Oh, is it 7? Oh, shit. Hold on.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's 7.
It is 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Set.
So, set it and I forgot it. That's not it because I forgot it. All right. So, we'll go back to sieben, which is German for 7. Sounds kind of weird. You got to enunciate that B.
Sieben?
Yeah. Like, what better. If you wrote, what if, like, a German guy, their prank was to write numbers on somebody's faces when they passed out? He's like, oh, there was sieben all over his face. We had sieben. All right. Damn. I don't know if we're going to be able to use that. That might be a little much.
That's a little far, but it's hilarious.
The uncuts, at least, we'll have it in those episodes. But, all right, let's jump back into it. Even though we never really got into it because I started an episode late. Advanced. Back to the Future. Man. It's a great movie, but no, okay, fuck that. We'll maybe can do that later. All right, so this week, Johnny, we have another 2 great guests, of course, and this time we're getting some ladies into the mix because there hasn't been any yet, not by choice, just kind of circumstance, but we're excited to kind of have some female artists on the show. We decided to put them together on the same week here and have kind of like a women's week, if you will, and Little Leslie and the Bloodshots is playing, I feel like, every day, 3 times a day, man. Like, they're all over the place.
Yeah, I see them a lot, nice, yeah.
Johnny, speaking of playing all over the place, one of the places is our guest. And our guest is Jonathan. Tell him, our guest.
It is the Spinning Jenny.
Spinning Jenny, yep. And we talked to both of the owners, two ladies, and they have an interesting story that I won't kind of give away on how they got the name and all that good stuff. So power to the ladies, man.
Right on.
Well, to the ladies, comma, man. Not, because that would be the opposite message, I think.
The ladies, man.
Power to the ladies, man. That's completely, they're like, wait, hold on. What the hell? He reeled us in with this bullshit. He totally set us up. But no, they both were great guests to have on. We're excited to show you guys these interviews here and to give you some tunes from Little Leslie and the Bloodshots. Johnny, have you, before this, did you hear them play before?
No, I just listened to them on the Spotify.
Okay.
But yeah, they have a really cool, like, old school rock and roll vibe.
And
it's really cool.
You know, we touch on that a little bit with the interview, kind of some old school stuff, but like, not something you hear every day. It's like old, like 50s kind of, you know, the roots of rock and roll kind of stuff, man. Like it's a cool sound.
For sure.
But let's go and roll that interview out. Welcome back to the Upstate Music Mind Podcast. We have Little Leslie from Little Leslie and the Bloodshots. Actually, is that what you refer to? I should have asked you that.
Sure. Yeah. That's my name.
I don't want it to be like, you know how Darius Rucker hates being called Hootie, like that kind of thing.
No, it's not like that at all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And,
I'm Little fucking Leslie.
So,
are we allowed to say that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Cause I'm Ryan fucking Stearns and Jonathan fucking Willeman couldn't be here today. So speaking of that, why don't we kind of, detail kind of how you got the name and your band and what you guys are all about, if you want to kind of give it a little brief rundown real quick.
Well, Little Leslie, actually, that nickname itself is kind of inspired by Little Richard, who is one of my biggest idols and influences. The band started as really rockabilly. We were a three-piece, started in New York. I was on upright bass, guitar and drums, and our sound has definitely, though, evolved over the years, and now it's more Billy and kind of less rock, but still keeping the name.
Where in New York did you guys come from? Or you come from?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Okay. Isn't there like a normally a pretty distinct accent or?
I'm originally from upstate New York.
Okay.
And then I lived out west for a little while, but then I lived in Brooklyn for 8 years, I guess, before I moved here.
How's the pizza there?
It's very good.
It's very good?
Yes.
And so there's a place around here. Is it Tony's or something like that? Tito's? Tony's?
Tito's is...
Sorry. Oh. This podcast brought to you by Tito's fucking pizzeria. there is something... Maybe it wasn't Tito's, but someone told me recently about Brooklyn style. I think it's right down the road from here.
There's like places that call themselves Brooklyn style, and you're like, no.
And you can like deauthorize that immediately.
But you know, I think there might be some actually good pizza around here. I just don't know where it is. But I know it's not at Tito's. But I don't know where it is.
Do you drink Tito's vodka?
I do. I do.
Do you eat Totino's pizza?
No.
You answered all those questions correctly. All right.
Thank you.
Tito's is like now like the thing. So, I've told people I'm a bartender and stuff, but it's like, if people aren't just going to, get
house. Oh, that's my drink, dude. Tito's and soda.
Yeah. I mean, it's if it's the vodka choice, choice of vodka, man, these days it's.
Made in Austin. You can't beat it.
Yeah. Do you? So you have been to Austin, I'm assuming.
I've actually never been to Austin.
Wow. Really? Because I've heard
it's
that
like
it's
one of the
just
rare places
an amazing, amazing town.
But I like it even though I haven't been there because I know it's cool.
My buddy just moved there and then he moved away.
Word from reputable people. Oh,
yeah,
really?
And he is not reputable. So thank
you
for saying
that.
Did you hear that Asher Hoffman?
Like downtown Greenville is actually designed after Austin. The same designer.
Really?
Designed the downtown city, yeah.
No, that's... Okay. What is our sister city?
It's famous, though. But I don't know. Our sister city is Austin.
Is it?
I think it is, actually.
Gosh, it's like we planned this shit.
I know.
Cheer, I'm going to put some Facebook ads in Austin just so they can hear this part and get confused. But I don't know. Maybe they'll help because apparently they have like second to Nashville generally in America. I hear Austin as one of the second kind of best second tier of music towns in America.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
That?
It's a great music town from what I've heard.
Yeah. Goodness. I can't believe either of us have not been out there before.
It's sad. We need to go.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know why I just started talking about that. I was going to do some sort of Texas thing, but then it went a little too far. All right, that's a little bit better in the middle. Anyway, I think I've only been to like an airport in Texas, so that doesn't really count. I haven't traveled that much. I don't know.
I've traveled all over the place, like, right? I've been, the only places I haven't really been to in the United States that I want to go are Austin, and I haven't been to New Orleans.
New Orleans?
I haven't been there.
Another music town.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Those are my goals. Those are my goals for the next 3 years. I'm putting it on the paper. I'm gonna go to those two towns.
See it already in my head. You're going to do it. I can see it happening. I'm visualizing it right now.
Yep.
The crowd's going crazy.
We're putting it out into the universe.
I mean,
it's
Austin,
going.
There's
We're
so many cowboy hats and people cheers and bush lights. Or no, I'm sorry, Austin. You guys drink better than that. I don't know why I went that way with it. I was just having a very descriptive visual because...
So the thing about Austin that I've heard is like it's just so different than the rest of Texas,
stay
right?
Weird. Or
so what? yeah, keep Austin weird.
Keep Austin weird?
Like you leave Austin and it's like, oh, fuck, I'm in Texas. But while you're in Austin, it's a different brand of Texans.
Have you had a favorite city other than in this general vicinity that... Or favorite like moment... Or show?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when people usually ask my favorite show, I have one, but it's not in the United States, so I don't want to use that. Yeah.
Well, you can still touch on that. Is it Canadian?
Okay, we'll start then with my favorite show ever, which was in Senigallia, Italy, and it's the coolest thing. They have this festival every August, like the whole country of Italy's like goes on vacation, like all the everything closes, everyone just goes on vacation and goes to the beach. And so the city puts on this big music festival, and it's huge. It's like 20,000 people, and they're just like all outside. And so you're in this it's all outside on the beach, and it's this amazing town that has like cobblestone sidewalks everywhere and castles. And yeah, and so we played on this stage in front of a castle to like 20,000 people.
That is crazy.
It was really the coolest thing ever.
That is like a, like that's literally a dream. Like you, like you dream stuff random like that, and then like you wake up.
Yeah,
and
no, like as it was happening, and then it was like they had the big huge TV screens of like playing that I could see like one on each side. I felt like Bruce fucking Springsteen. It was crazy. Yeah. It
sounds like a pretty boss moment.
Yeah.
It was have denim on?
No, I was wearing a cute rockabilly dress.
All right, probably better.
My peak rockabilly days. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a different, like, did you dress, I mean, was your hair different? Did you look, like, dressed differently?
Yeah, I've gone through so many hairstyles. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's a evolution, ever-changing thing going on up here on my head.
Oh, okay. It's an ever-changing thing going on in my head.
In and on, yeah.
In and on.
All right.
On and on.
But actually, when I, this is actually, like, my natural hair, what I have going on right now. And that was probably, like.
It's beautiful.
Where, oh, thank you. That's probably where I started out in my punk rock days. I was pretty natural.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't get into like makeup and stuff till I was doing rockabilly, and then you have to like, it's a whole thing.
See, I don't know. Honestly, like that world is a little more foreign to me. Sorry, I just touched your leg. what were we just talking about? Rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
So
the style.
So the style rockabilly. If someone else is not as familiar with that, is there a good way for you to describe it?
Yeah, so I mean, like technically, just like real purists who, you know, would like, if you're going to define the genre rockabilly, it's like rock in the early 50s when kind of that sweet spot of transitioning from country to rock and roll, like before the Beatles, you know, like the period leading up to that where it really went to full rock and roll would be like rockabilly, right?
So like, then
any band nowadays that's rockabilly is actually neo rockabilly, right? They call it, but like if you're one of these diehard people, you'd say neo rockabilly, but it's just like whatever, it's rockabilly.
Crockabilly.
Yeah, whatever, something like that.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, cool. So wait, hold on. Like the Beatles had that Twist and Shout cover, right? Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So like, was that kind of maybe?
Before then. The Beatles were in the 60s, right?
I know that when they started, though, they kind of, like, obviously were, like, a cover band and were doing all this shit before
I'd say, like, Chuck Berry. So who the Beatles copied? Chuck Berry. Got sued and lost. Chuck Berry won. You know, like, they ripped him off.
I love Chuck Berry.
Yeah. He's more, like, right on the rock and roll cusp. Like, it's right changing to rock and roll with Chuck Berry.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, kinda. Yeah.
So, well, I mean, I'm not really good on the history and the dates and all that.
Just watch Back to the Future.
Crash, bang, boom.
No, like when Michael J. Fox, you know, he's in there and then he plays with the band and they're like, he's like, I don't know if you're ready for this or, you know, play it.
Oh,
and,
yeah, and he plays Johnny B. Good, I think, doesn't he?
Rips their faces off, but then he goes into like this like 80s solo kind of style because that's the time frame. And
they're all like, don't even know what to think.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Yep, I remember that.
And it's like, Chuck, or shit, what is he? It's like, it's your cousin Marvin. You know that new sound you've been looking for? Listen to this. And like, oh man, one of the best scenes.
The quote.
Oh, love it. I can't believe I pulled that out of my ass.
You did.
You know, another very side. So Chuck Berry, remember that band Buck Cherry?
Yeah.
Like, You're a Crazy Bitch?
Yeah.
So did they do that on purpose, 80s? You think? Chuck Berry, they flipped Buck Cherry. See,
I
like
think
Chuck,
so.
Right? Okay.
I think
because
so.
I used to do that way too much, like in college, like flip words. And unnecessarily, like with names and with phrases.
I think that was going on.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what it was. Yeah. Anyway, Legends of Rock, Buck Cherry. All right.
Yuck.
So, I know. Yuck Cherry. There you go.
Yuck Cherry. That's good.
So, second thing we were going to talk about. I know that we were kind of debating which week we wanted to bring you on, but I think we picked a good week here. You guys have a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, we're playing at the Greenville Harley for Bike Night. That's 7 to 9 or 10.
Have you done that before?
Yes, we do that pretty much every year.
So, okay.
It's really fun.
Every year?
Yeah, it's really great that they you know, have local bands play every Wednesday, and it's a pretty cool scene. Everybody rides their bike out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a bike?
Nice big stage. I wish I had a bike. I don't have a bike. Do you?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, never been a a bike guy, just because I don't trust other drivers, honestly. But
yeah, it's dangerous. It is.
But
yeah.
we played at.
Sounds fun though, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I live on the edge.
Yeah.
We played at a dealership one time, but it was not in that badass realm like we were just describing. It was Steve White Volkswagen.
Like, so. I've played at the Harley in New York City. I've played at the Harley in Reno, Nevada. I've played at the Harley in, you know, whatever town I've lived in. Played in that Harley.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know they, like, endorsed.
I've been a Harley fan from way back.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know they endorsed the live music scene like that
much. I think
much,
they
honestly.
Do.
So that's
yeah.
cool.
I mean,
that's
bikers
cool.
love music.
Yeah.
I've played a lot of, like, biker rallies and events and stuff.
It's they never say, you want to take a ride, sweetie? I like your voice.
Oh, I've been on a couple motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How beardy were they?
I like a nice beard.
Yeah.
I'm down with the beard.
Okay. I mean, and of course, as you can see, I almost said face on my hair. It's not that big. Oh my god! All right, next show. I'm so sorry.
You don't want to brag.
No, I am half Asian. So anyway, the next show here.
Okay, and then on Thursday, we're playing at the Freight Yard in Spartanburg.
Okay.
That's going to be a duo show with just myself and my pedal steel man, Mr. Sean O'Shields, who's pretty amazing. If you haven't heard him play, you are missing out in
Sean
life.
Sean O'Shields.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to do our duo thing on Thursday. And then on Friday, I'm going to be at the Greenville Barn House.
Oh, did you say Barn House? Because... That is our favorite venue to say.
I did. I heard that. We're going to be there Friday night.
Oh, excellent.
We're doing some trio action that night.
Oh, trio. So is that, you
that
and...
That is. And then that's plus Mr. Brian Kennedy on the drums.
Brian Kennedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know Brian?
I that's one of those names too that I know from somewhere, and I'm trying
to. He's from here. He's played, you know, here forever. He was a Piedmont boy for a long time.
Ah, there it is. That's probably what it was.
Yep. So show together. Yeah. I know those guys. I've met, like, I feel like they came to the Velo Fellow show. So last year I was doing Velo Fellow every Thursday, and now this year we started back up there last month, and we're going to be there Thursday the 24th is our next Thursday, and we're there every other Thursday.
Okay, so every other Thursday after
this Thursday we're at the Freight Yard. Next Thursday we're back at Velo.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have the full band there, which will have Mark Dye on the upright bass, and I'll be playing.
It's awesome to be able to get a perspective and hear different genres that are available for everybody in the area, because there's something for everybody, I feel like. And
there really is.
Speaking of that, like, it was probably two shows ago, we were doing a schedule list, and like literally every other show was Little Leslie and the Bloodshots. I was like, at the end of that, I was like, you guys have no excuse not to check these guys out. They are going to be playing somewhere around you. You need to go see them.
You really do.
Yes. And look, I would sound like a hypocrite because I know I haven't seen you guys, but to be fair, I'm bartending most of the nights.
You can come see us on Thursday at Velo Fellow.
If, you know what?
8 to 10. And then Saturday, Sean and I are doing a duo at Gather Greenville.
Gather Greenville.
Yeah, in the afternoon, like 1:30 to 4:30. You know the Fine Arts Center?
Yeah.
So they have this really cool, that's one of the amazing things about Greenville also. Like, you've got this Fine Arts Center free twice a week, and takes drama from this, like, amazing teacher, like, and everybody there is so wonderful. It's really cool.
Yeah, I went my senior year, and I remember my mom telling me, yeah, she I remember, like, a sophomore in high school, she was like, you need to check out the Fine Arts Center. It looks like a great resource. You can learn a lot. And I'm just like, nah, you know, I'm into rock, mom. Like, nah, that's fine. I have better things to do. But like my senior year, I was like, wow, this is so useful and so incredible. And, you know, I did get a lot out of it. I mean, that's probably honestly what helped me even get into the school of music at USC and all that stuff, and be able to do things down there. But because that was a great program.
Pretty cool.
All right. So, and we promoted your Velo Fellow every other Thursday. And then I think you had another big show that you wanted to mention.
Well, I know that Sharon mentioned that we're playing at the Spinning Jenny on August 1st.
Right. We might as well tie those back together. Yes.
Yeah. Which is pretty exciting. Awesome. And also Kyle Eldridge is playing, who's also really amazing. So he's from Kentucky. And yeah, he's really cool. You got to check him out too. Okay. But that's going to be an amazing show.
Awesome. All right. So we wanted to play a couple tunes from Little Leslie and the Bloodshots. The first one is called Drunk on You.
It's just a fun day drinking song. So I thought that would be a fun thing to include on the podcast.
And then the second song, Give It Back. What is this song about?
The line is, please don't take my love if you can't give it back. And it's really like a classic country song. And I wanted to include it because it really showcases the band too. Like the pedal steel playing on it is super beautiful.
Awesome.
When you told me that you love me, baby. When you whispered that you needed me, babe, I knew I needed you too. When you said I was the only one, I believed in me and you. 'Cause when you live inside your dreams, it's easy to forget just who I am anyway and who I was before we met. So this is the record that we recorded right before the pandemic hit. I think I was telling you I'm on a little label over in the UK. So we flew over there and recorded at Western Star Studio with Alan Wilson, who's just the best guy ever. Yeah, but it's our new record, and it came out really well. And I think that this song, like, just really showcases the playing. Yeah, you know, I kind of titled this Love Songs, because I say that a lot, like, all my songs are love songs. Mm-hmm. And so it was just kind of a title that was in the back of my head, I guess, for a little while.
Is there, like...
There's some angry love songs on it. Oh, hell yeah. There's some sweet love songs. There's some melodramatic love songs. There's some... you know, it's kind of funny when I write love songs, they're not even necessarily about myself or my relationships.
Oh, you okay. know,
like sometimes they are, and sometimes they're safer. Not. They're just about people I know or know of or have a fantasy of or you know.
Who do you have a recent fantasy? I'm just kidding. I felt you looking at me like, don't even go off that right now. Oh, you're going
yeah.
to.
Yeah. it's kind of my thing.
You could say someone safe that, like, you know, we never are gonna, like, someone ridiculously famous or someone who's, like, you know, dead, like Freddie Mercury or something, or, like, you know, something like that. I because you know
I'm not naming names.
My first I'll give you this might be safe. My first celebrity crush was Alicia Silverstone. Like, I remember I just, like, was in love with her when I was, like, about to be, or a teenager, or, you know, whatever, however old I was.
That seems reasonable.
Do you remember your first celebrity crush? Can you at least give me that?
My first celebrity crush. Maybe, I'm not much of a celebrity crusher.
So you just don't, I mean, that's fine.
I don't know, but I am. I would say, like,
No, I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that.
Maybe Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp? Yeah, but see, now I feel like that's just, if you wait 2 minutes to answer, then you say someone like Johnny Depp, it's just, I don't know if the audience is going to take you seriously, you know?
Yeah, fair.
I mean, like, okay, how about this? Who was the one who's, like, not, like, your friends don't normally agree with you, but you're like, I don't know, I just fucking, something about him, or her, or whoever, I don't know. You don't have, like, a weird one that's, like, off the... Like, my friends make fun of me for liking Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love Taylor Swift.
Like, I've had a couple dreams about her.
Really?
Like, but not because, like...
I haven't had any dreams about her.
I'm not, like...
But maybe I will now.
Well, because I said that, yes. Now your brain's going to make it happen tonight. But, and they weren't, like, weird or sexual dreams or anything. It was just, like, honestly, me meeting her at a party or something like that. Being able to play a tune with her over, like, in a fire or something random.
Yeah.
And just having a moment and then being like, oh, my gosh. I had a moment with her and she knows who I am and maybe we could go out sometime and she'll take me seriously because she met me. And then I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's kind of a cool dream, though.
I know. Like, it is kind of. And then I'm like, go to sleep, go back to sleep. Just get back there for like 2 seconds. And then it's, I don't know.
Aww.
Anyway, I promise I don't have the thing for Taylor Swift. It's just like, that is the most random, I think.
But you have a recurring dream about her.
It's happened
something.
Like twice.
Yeah.
If
it
I
means
meet her,
something.
I think I have to tell her, right? If I meet her. Right
now? Oh, for sure. If you meet her, yeah, you gotta tell. If I meet her, I'm gonna tell
her. She rocks the curly blonde.
I know this guy
stuff
has
like
a crush
you.
On you.
So I could practice. This is like my warm-up right now. Hey, Taylor, this is gonna
my
sound
last
awkward.
Name is Swift, too, you know.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I think she's messing with me right now. I should have looked that up, and then I could tell.
Yeah,
but,
Leslie Swift.
That
look
is,
it up.
Wow. That is hilarious. All right. Well, you guys play a lot and throughout a lot of these main venues that we've either interviewed or are going to interview. So I've said to multiple guests before, we're going to have people coming back on the show and checking in with different folks. And obviously, we'd like to have you as a part of that list as well and kind of keep up with you guys, maybe bring you back on sometime. And we want to do something that's kind of like an unplugged show where we bring in two or three artists at the same time, connecting experience with the fans where they can videotape and all do like a Zoom call or something like that together. And anyway, I can get into the details later, but if it
so
sounds
cool.
like something you'd be into, like I think it'd be a really fun idea. Cool. Maybe not go as far as light all the candles and stuff like that, but you know, just something that's like more intimate with the audience and, you know, unplugged. So the podcast is called, you know, Upstate Music Mind, so it's Umpod. Our like tag or like our little, you know, easy way is Umpod. Like that's like our hashtag, our website's Umpod.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was thinking unplugged, you know, UMM. But
I
know.
Like
it might be a little
like
corny.
It. I don't think it's corny. No.
Okay.
I think it's catchy.
Good.
Fine line.
Corny and catchy.
Right?
B93.7.
It's not mutually exclusive, but yeah. No, I think you're solid in the catchy zone.
Starting to debate if Swift and curly blonde hair is mutually exclusive. But anyway, thank you for joining us today. I know we've been all over the place. I did warn you appropriately, I think. But I think we got a lot of good random dialogue here. Cool. I think they're going to enjoy this.
All right. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, we'll bring you back on sometime, and good luck at your shows this week, and thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, and then bada bing, bada boom. Who said, did somebody say that, or is that just like a thing? Like,
bada bing, bada boom.
I almost said, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. No, but bada bing, bada boom. I mean, I told the guy, he told me this, I told him that, bada bing, bada boom. Oh my goodness. Lucas. All right. Un momento. Dude, that reminds me of like reporter bloopers, but like this dude is doing, he's like on CNN and it's like during the pandemic. And bro, you seriously, you're going to crack the fuck up. It's basically something like that, but way more hilarious, and you'll see why. I'll send you the link. But.
Nice. Love it.
You can call me Zelda. I'll send you the link. Does that make sense?
It kind of does, yeah.
I had a good joke at work the other day. So good that I'm actually going to say it right here. So sometimes our quarter machine gets like jammed up. And so I told somebody, I was like, hey man, it's like a broken change machine. It just don't make sense. Oh shit. Nice. All right. I'll try to limit the dad jokes to that for the session. All right, let's jump back into it. So the spinning Jenny, we're gonna just go ahead and get ready to put this one up on the platter for you. That sounded weird, so we won't say that. Let's just say this. Here we go. We got the spinning Jenny. Let's rock and roll. We are live at the spinning Jenny with Sharon, and I'm sorry I didn't even get your last name. I should have done
it's
that
Murray.
First. Sharon Murray. Okay, Sharon Murray and Sarah Betancourt. It's a longer one, but I remember that one. Do you guys just want to kind of introduce yourselves and maybe give a general gist of the venue itself?
Sure. So, my name's Sarah Betancourt, and I am one of the owners here of the Spinning Jenny. And my sister kind of drug me into this business, and we are here, and we do lots of events and mostly concerts, but we try to really focus on the arts.
And drug you in, not drugged you in, right? Like you like you didn't like unconsciously decide to partner up, right?
It depends on who you talk to.
Because you sound clear-headed to me. You sound good to go.
And I was here.
Okay, good deal. And when? How long ago was this?
Oh man,
6 years ago.
It'll be 6 years.
Okay.
This month.
Right? Oh, cool. Are you doing like a birthday thingy or no? Oh, when I was asking that, I was like, if they don't, then it's like a terrible question to set up.
All of a sudden, it's really awkward. Well, it was 6 years that I moved from Colorado to be here.
More people are doing the opposite, I hear, these days. Going from the south, you know, east to the west.
There are reasons for that.
Yeah. And I know for one reason specifically for my buddy, his brother.
Yeah.
Anyway. Definitely. He's having a great time out there. But apparently he's making a lot of money, and like it's just a like beautiful scenery and all that too.
It's all
so.
About the scenery right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Where in Colorado?
Close to Boulder. It's a little town called Longmont.
Okay.
Most people don't know it, so I say Boulder. But she called me up. She got the space and called me up and said, I need help. So my husband and I sold all of our stuff and drove out here.
Wow.
We've been here for almost six years.
You just went for it.
We went for it.
That's awesome. I love that. How did the name come about?
That's a good question. So we were trying to come up with a good name. So we're tossing back ideas back and forth. And we wanted to have something that spoke to the heritage of the area, but also sounded fun. So Sarah was doing research on the textile industry, because this was a textile town. And the spinning Jenny is the machine that took the spinning wheel from one strand to many strands. And so we love the name.
That's like, man, if I could write poetry, there's so much potential there, right? I mean, that's fantastic, actually. Okay, so great. You know, I think my buddy, you know, he mentioned something with Forrest Gump. I mean, we love the movie, but I knew clearly it had nothing to do with that. But anytime someone says the name Jenny now, I think generally that's the go-to. But that's a great backstory.
People always wonder who's Jenny between the two of us. I'm like, neither one of us is Jenny.
You should just start spinning until they walk away. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. People say, is that a skating move? Because this was a roller skating rink. They think it's a skating move or a dance move.
Yeah. Or like...
Every time, no matter what they say, I usually go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just believe you're right. Whatever you want.
It is what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was the roller derby team that won the championship. Exactly. The Greenville Spinning Jennies. Yeah.
That's right.
Y'all could probably sponsor a team, actually.
We probably could.
That'd be cool. So, yeah, this week we're bringing in Little Leslie and the Bloodshots, and I haven't had the pleasure of seeing them play, but, I mean, every single episode we do a little show rundown, and, I mean, they're littered throughout the schedule list every week, so I know that they're out there playing, and I've heard great things about them. Have you guys had them here?
Yes. They've come a couple times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's scheduled to open up for... Reverend Horton Heat.
Oh, cool.
In August. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll have nothing but great things to say about you guys, too. So I wish we could have kind of got everybody in the same place, but, you know, I felt like I just got here. It was a little later than we planned. I didn't want to interrupt. I know they had some sort of meeting or something, but I felt like a vacuum salesman coming in the door because I was like kind of casually knocked. It was cracked open and I like peered my head over and it was like four people in a circle. I was like, oh, hi. I was like, I'm the podcaster guy. Are you interested in any vacuums?
Yeah.
Oh, God. My lead singer sold vacuums.
We were hoping for a new vacuum.
Well, what are the lightweight ones? The
Yes.
It's not Orvik. Is it Orvik? Or no? There's some new, like, ball.
Yes.
They have fans now that are just rings. Have y'all seen those?
Yeah.
So you plug it in and then just take it off and it's ultra strength.
Yeah.
Suck up anything.
You don't need vacuum bags anymore.
No. Anyway, so this is, I told you, it will go everywhere. Don't worry about it.
Second career for you. If this doesn't work out, we know where you're going.
Well, look, like I said, I am half Asian. We like the new technology. We like to be ahead of the curve here. So, yeah, we might be onto something.
Just think of the cool names you could come up with.
Oh, what? That's, you think I haven't already? There's already like three. So, yeah, do we have anything that you guys kind of want to promote specifically here coming up or something you're excited about in the summer? Or?
Yes, we have quite a few things, actually, that are coming up because, thankfully, our schedule is starting to pick up again. That's a huge blessing. But we do have the second Sunday series, which starts this coming Sunday. And it's these Sundays, second Sundays in the summertime. And we're featuring local artists, and it's being hosted by none other than Vili, which perhaps you...
Harrington?
Yeah.
Okay. Harrington. I've said his name a bunch, so...
Very few people are named Vili, so yeah. I assume that you would know him. But he's hosting it. It was kind of his idea. We're excited to have those performers come in, and we're going to do it outside on our new patio.
Nice.
With food trucks.
New patio. When was that debuting?
We were working on it all through COVID. So we've just in the last few weeks started to finalize getting the furniture and the flowers and the greenery and making it warm and inviting.
Awesome. So I almost interrupted you like three times. I know you saw it was like a dog treat. I know Sarah was looking at my face like I wanted to say it.
Yeah.
But because I was just talking about poetry and like you had such beautiful alliteration right there with all the S's. It was like summer series. And then like if you said your names after that, I don't know. Like
it's true.
Sharon and Sarah, I was like.
The Spinning Gin.
It's Spinning Gin. I know.
Summer series with Sarah and Sharon.
Spinning Gin.
Yeah. Also sponsored by SNS Cafe or something. Is that still there? I don't know. Anyway, I think it's a bunch of... Never mind. I was going to say something about lovely old people. Anyway, let's get back on track.
I know where it is.
Yeah, so I probably should have took a sneak peek here and kind of asked about specific shows and kind of touched on those. But instead of kind of doing that and being completely random, do you guys have like a favorite memory so far in these last 6 years or something that maybe someone who was important, maybe that doesn't get a lot of recognition that you'd like to kind of... give a shout out to or something like that. I know that's also maybe even broader and more difficult to answer, but
it is. It's interesting because almost, not every, but almost every band we've booked, I have just been amazed by their talent because they are curated, right? And I always think when I'm watching them, people are missing out. I can't believe they're missing this incredible experience. If only they knew about it. But I think that there have been a few moments where I've been working at the bar or behind the scenes, and you get so busy you're not necessarily paying attention to the concert. But there have been a few moments where I've just stopped and I couldn't look away from the stage. I was just so drawn into that moment and that artist that nothing else was there for me. It just was completely zeroed in on them, and those are great moments, I feel like.
Oh yeah, that's, I think it's almost like people forgot the feeling of like real good live music. Yes. Original live music, like you just connect with them, and I don't know, like you said, you kind of get in the moment, and that's the goal for me, at least as a musician, to take someone and have a moment with them and escape, you know, for a minute. And
you know, lots of times people forget about how important the arts are to our overall well-being, and they don't think about how important it is that we engage in the arts, because it can nurture you, it can encourage you, it can lift you out of a funk that you're in, it can inspire you, it can make you think about things in a different way. And people forget about that, and they forget about how much they need the arts in their life, and then they have moments like that and it just comes rushing back in and you're like, oh yeah, they are vital to real life. So
absolutely, it's therapy for so many people.
And it's also cool to see people experience that, because maybe because we're working we don't experience that as much, but when someone comes out of a show, they say, thank you so much, like, I've had a rough week, I really needed that. And that just makes putting on stuff worth it, because sometimes you're like, why the hell am I doing this?
I'm so tired of cleaning these toilets.
Yeah.
I've been working all day, and then now's the show, just getting ready for the show. So it is cool to see people.
Well, I'm glad that they show their appreciation for everything you guys do. I know it takes a lot. There's a lot that goes on to running a venue. And, I'm excited to be able to go and see great live local music, and that there are a lot of places now to showcase it. Like, you guys are here now. I mean, I remember my old band, when we were trying to book shows in Greer, I mean, it was kind of the same two spots, and that's all we really had. And I mean, I was appreciative of those spots, but, like, you know, now bands can kind of get their name out in different avenues, and and the community itself. And I'm sure you guys have good relationships with a couple other establishments, and you know, it's just like, it's great to see the scene come up together. And I think it's time, man. That's what I was telling another guest. I can't remember exactly which one now, but like, this is, we're on the brink, and I think it's about to happen. Actually, I think it was Jacob Johnson. So.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys have any good stories about Jacob?
Good stories.
He was
one of our very first concerts we've ever had.
Really?
Yep.
Jacob Johnson came to us and said, hey, I want to have a show. And it was probably one of our bigger first shows.
Awesome.
And then when you get started, it's like 10 people here, 5 people mm-hmm. here, as you get your name out. And he probably brought, like, I don't know, 50 people that show.
Awesome.
And we were so excited.
So I guess your venue's kind of been on the show every week, maybe? Almost every week? Because I use his Goodnight Chorus as background fodder a lot for when he performed here. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, obviously his style is great for just kind of background music as well. But that dude, like, you know, I've played guitar for half my life, but whenever I see him play, I'm just like, wow, I can just stare and be like, what the
heck? He's just a nice guy.
He is. I mean, that's...
He's been really helpful with us.
He is so, so nice. And me and him, like, we've known each other for a long time, but it's not like we went to high school and we grew up together. But when we talk, I mean, he is extremely endearing, and you can tell he's being genuine and not fake, and just a really nice guy. I feel like I need to be on my best behavior around him. And you too, Sharon. My mom's name's Sharon. So
I haven't heard that before.
Well, whatever.
Mom's oldest name.
All right. So, yeah. Is there anything else that you guys kind of maybe wanted to go over with the Spinning Jenny? Or
Yeah, we don't just offer concerts. I feel like that's important to, to say. Probably 50% of what we do are concerts, and the other 50% are a wide variety of things. We have everything from dance classes and dances to this weekend is a boxing tournament. We have wrestling. We have film premieres. We have...
local film?
Yeah, like, or, some regional, cool. Some
Indie film
kind of things, yep.
Okay.
We have another big event we're helping to sponsor on September 11th, and that's the Upstate Renaissance Fair. So we have a lot of other kinds of things that we do.
Awesome.
But most of them are related to the arts in some way, except boxing and wrestling, but I mean, come on.
Hey.
Why not? It's a leisure activity.
Yeah, that's the art of the violence. Yeah. And, you know, that's men need just a little dose of that. Yeah. You know,
you'd be surprised the women that are getting into
that. You know what? So my at USC, I went to college of in Columbia, and I was friends just coincidentally with the rugby team. So they were friends, obviously, with the girl rugby team. And they went harder than the dudes. I mean, they were scary. They were oh, my goodness. They were crushing each other. And I was like, I'm in love with this girl.
Yes.
One specifically. It never worked out, but anyway. her name was Jenny. I'm just kidding.
It was a relationship based on fear.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you guys joining us here. And I know you wanted to promote the other arts, and we do have a little segment kind of every show where we like to endorse local events and the arts community and everything aside from not just music, you know. So that's something that maybe we could bring you guys back on and talk about that if there's some other events or certain artists, you know, outside of the music realm that you'd like to discuss.
Absolutely. And promote.
Well, thank you guys. And I have more of vacuums to sell, so we'll see you soon.
Get at it.
All right, Johnny. I guess it is time for that schedule rundown. Let's tell everybody where and when they can find and who they can find.
All right. Well, I got dibs on Monday.
Let's go.
Word, it's just open mic everywhere.
Open mic.
Open mic.
Open mic Mondays.
Open mic Monday.
That's
dude.
What we'll do.
You got Growler House, 7:30. You got Carolina what?
Barn House.
Barn House Ales from 6 to 9. And then you got good old Smiley's, 7 o'clock.
All right, Tuesday, we got Shot Through the Heart, the Bon Jovi Experience. I said Bon Jovi.
At Malden Cultural Center.
At 5 p.m. All right, sorry, guys. And to Bon Jovi, too.
Nice.
Never thought I'd apologize.
You wanna hear a funny story about Bon Jovi?
Yes, I do. And right before.
It's not really funny. It's just something random I used to do.
Okay.
So when I was working at this specific place, I used to work for 12-hour shifts, right? And so whenever I worked from 6 to 6, so like when noon hit, I would be singing, "Whoa, we're halfway there."
Oh, yeah.
Every day, dude. Every day, Bon Jovi would come into my head.
It would just pop in there like a mental alarm clock.
We should just start writing jingles.
We should. I'm down, man.
I think we could do it.
We absolutely could. Absolutely could. There's one right there. I mean, you only need four notes for a fucking jingle.
That's
fucking
true.
Jingle. I mean, that was
kind of
weird.
All you need.
All you need. Come on, let's do it. I'm down.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should make a little Umpod jingle.
I've definitely thought of that.
No, you know what we need to do? We need to start a thing on TikTok, right? Because you can play something, and then I can, like, you know, you can share it or stitch it or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And, like, I can play along with you, and then, like, someone else could do it, and then it'd just be a bunch of, like, upstate musicians
yeah.
who just make
that
a song.
That would be cool. That would be really
a little
cool.
TikTok song.
All right. Well, let's I've never looked at TikTok or had it, so I might let you kind of take reign of that, but that sounds fun. The story I had with the Bon Jovi here is you're going to remember this. So some of our buddies in college when we were going to school at USC in Columbia there, they had a little friend, a little pipe, and it was a bong. And I just remember, like, they always referred to it as Jovi, and I was like, I just never thought of it, bro, for like 3 years. And then one day we were,
Bong
we
Jovi.
Hit it, and I was, they were like, get Jovi. And then he's like, yeah, get old Bon. And then someone said it, and I was like, what? Such a great name. I couldn't believe I didn't put two and two together. All right. So that is Shot Through the Heart, the Bon Jovi Experience at Malden Culture. Oh, we did all that. We sung all that.
Open jam at the Freight Yard / jam night at the Freight Yard will be at 7 p.m. Jake Shimabukuro at Peace Center. Nice. Let me try that again. Jake Shimabukuro. That's probably as close as I'm going to get with that one. I'm sure he's very talented.
You're Asian, dude. You should like,
know but that is that's like Japanese. That's not Korean. Korean's more like Kim. And that's about it. I mean, there might be a Park or a Yoon in there randomly, but it's Kim across the board. So not Jake Kim. That's Jake Shimabukuro. Or at least spelled like how I said it. And Charles Hedgepath at Smiley's at 7 p.m.
Nice. Coming in Wednesday, Song will be at Peace Center Amphitheater from 6 to 9. REO Survivor Tribute Band at Heritage Park Amphitheater at 6 o'clock. Susto at the Radio Room, 8 o'clock. Little Leslie and the Bloodshots will be at Harley-Davidson and Greenville at 7 o'clock. You got live karaoke at Smiley's. What is that? The Destinators at Quest Brewing Company?
The Destinators. Right? Yes.
Destinators. That's a cool name. Yeah. Quest Brewing Company, 7 p.m. Vili Harrington will be at the Tasting Room at 6 o'clock. Origami, Powdersville Pub, 8 to
and
11.
It's Origami. Make sure you say that. Not Origami, but Aura, like their aura.
Yeah, Aura, yeah. Aura, like around you, yeah, you know? Yeah. Powdersville Pub, nice. 8 to 11. And then Carl Lauber.
Oh, Carl. Boy. Fuck, man, I love you, Carl. And Johnny, he has a little YouTube clip or something, a little kind of promo video where...
You sent it to that leak
yeah,
out, right?
Yeah, I sent you.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, he's talented, man, and
yeah, he's cool.
We need to get him on the show.
Yeah, for sure. He's at he's at Reed's Fine Foods from 6 to 9.
All right, and then Thursday we have Jarrett Forrester at Lake Bowen Country Club. We have our guest this week, Little Leslie and the Bloodshots at Freight Yard. The Vagabonds. At the Radio Room at 8 p.m. Randomonium at Red Horse Inn at 7 p.m. Trey Stevens at Warehouse at Vaughn's at 7 p.m. Our fourth, I guess, I believe it was the fourth guest we had on the show, Jacob Johnson. He's going to be at Smiley's at 8 p.m. Then we have Drew and Laura Horton at Jack and Diane's, our first venue on the show at 8 p.m. And then we have Chris Wayne at Clemson Farmers Market at 3:30 p.m.
Nice. Starting off the weekend, kind of, Friday night. We got Solution at Commerce Park, 7 p.m. Little Leslie and the Bloodshots at Carolina Barnhouse, Greenville, 6 p.m. Quality Time is at the Radio Room, 8 o'clock. Randomonium will be at Three Friends Bar, 7 p.m. Barbara Sim. I thought I said Slim.
I was like, why is he not saying Slim? But it is Sim.
It is Sim, yeah. Barbara Sim at Holiday Brewing, 6:30. Carl Lauber at Bonaterra Craft Bar and Scratch Kitchen at 6 to 9. Jukebox 45 at Noma Square, 6 to 9. Drew and Laura Horton at Smiley, 6:30. Memphis Lightning at Smiley's at 10. Pistol Hill at Growler House Village. That's in West Greenville, 7:30. Chris Wayne at Dre Bar and Grill, 6 o'clock. Angela Easterling and Brandon Turner at Red Horse Inn, 7 to 9.
And that was our venue last week. All right. Sterling Waite is at Poor Tap Room in Greenville at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Then Saturday is my birthday, by the way, John.
Nice. It is. It is.
So, but unfortunately, sure, I will be busting my ass at work, but gotta pay the bills, bro. Gotta pay the bills.
That sucks. Yeah.
Zach Kellum is at Sweet Sippin' at 7 p.m. Little Leslie and the Bloodshots at Gather Greenville, 1:30. A little early show there. Bellanova Electric Strings at Fireforge Crafted Beer, 2 to 4. Randomonium again here at Fireforge Crafted Beer at 6:30, so right after Bellanova Electric Strings. Carl Lauber, the staple, at Eagle Mountain Winery. Then we have the Time Pilots at Mojo's in TR. Origami at Quest Brewing Company at 7. Spank Diego at Warehouse at Vaughn's. That's at 7. Their logo is like a hand, too. Like, all right. Our girl, Karen Clardy, she's going to be on next week. She's playing at Smiley's at 6:30. We got sound committee, then following her at 10 p.m. RJ Rockers, our guest next week with Karen. That's funny how that fell in line. Carolina Divide will be playing at 6:30 at RJ Rockers. Then we have Pickens Creek with a capital K at the end of Creek. And I don't know if that's probably not intentional. Sorry. At Tipsy Tavern at 8 p.m. Twin Sons at Mountain Brook Vineyards from 4 to 7. And then Brooks Dixon at Traveler's Rest Farmers Market from 8 to 11 a.m. Goodness gracious. But hey, that's going to be some damn good tunes. Johnny, I don't know if you've heard Brooks Dixon. I actually put on this little Spotify playlist that it was all local Greenville talent. And I mean, he's very, very good, man. Like, I love his style. Really? Like, I think we really should try to get him on the show soon. I remember Mike Fraser spoke highly of him. But, you know, I finally got around to listening to him, man. And he's good, dude. You're going to like him a lot.
Cool. I'm going to check him out. All right. Sunday, the Wobblers at Fire Forge Crafted Beer at 3 o'clock. Carl Lauber at Eagle Mountain Winery from 1 to 4. Eric Weiler's at Smiley at 8 p.m. Chris Wayne is at Tiki Hut Lakeside Grill 2 to 5. Ashley Mariah is at Delaney's Irish Pub in Spartanburg at 6:30. Bill and Tad's Excellent Duo.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Ed Red Horse Inn 2 to 4. That's awesome. Life Like Water at Red Horse Inn from 7 to 9.
Yes. All right. We got to call Christian and ask him about Bill and Tad's. I don't know why I'm trying to take credit for them booking those guys after our interview, but that's definitely not the case. But anyway, all right, man. Another nice full list there. We want to thank Ion Greenville. By the way, they've been a supporter here this week and put us on their site and on their app and put our podcast right up there at the top, man, above even some of the other, like ESPN Upstate and stuff like that. So we're really thankful for that. And that app is actually a really good resource. You guys should go check it out. But Ion Greenville, thank you guys for the support. Johnny, is there anything well, I guess we need to do last week. We completely forgot to do This Day in Music.
We did.
Sorry about that, but you know, we're probably going to,
I don't know. Can you see what's behind me though? Can you see what's behind me?
I cannot. Now I can. Kind of. What is that? Is it a squirrel on a TV?
It is. It is. It's 8 hours of it, and I put it there on purpose.
You put 8 hours of a squirrel.
Yeah, I was hoping you would see it and make a comment about it.
And see? I have not there seen it yet.
Okay, well, I didn't know if we had talked about us catching a squirrel.
No, good job. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go with that one.
Well, that's where I was hoping you would bring it up by seeing it, and we would talk about that was
dude, all right, so crazy. When me and Johnny, we lived in the old towers, the honeycomb dorm rooms there at USC.
The Dirty
Douglas. There was LeBoard, Moore, Douglas, whatever, Snowden. And that's where Hootie and the Blowfish, actually. Those guys lived in the towers. So anyway, there were a shit ton of squirrels. Like, everybody hung out in those balconies, obviously. Everywhere. Everybody, like, smoked weed out there and drank and got loud. And we had a hammock out there. We had a cool fucking balcony because we had one of the longer ones because it was a corner room. But anyway, so, there was this girl that we were hanging out with. And I remember she was like, oh, my gosh, like, if you guys could get me a squirrel, I'll give you an ounce of weed or something like that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And so we did catch this we caught this little thing.
Oh, my God, dude. All right, anyway.
So, this day in music will not be a forgotten one. We will not forget to do this segment ever. That is the Ryan and Johnny half guarantee.
You just pick one, dude. I don't care what we talk about. Pick one.
All right, well, you know what? Well, I'm going to just... You don't buy a couple here. I think, an important one is Billy Joel started a 6-week run at number one, son, on the U.S. album chart with Glass Houses. Now, that was actually the first time he had a song peak at number one on the pop singles chart, on the Billboard chart there, and it's still rock and roll to me. That was the song that he broke out as a number one single for the first time. The other thing, which is not significant but hilarious in my and Johnny's opinion, is Noel Gallagher from Oasis on this day, June 14th, 2000, was voted into first place. That's right.
Everybody, yes, there you go. The audience is going crazy. In Melody Maker's annual Uncoolest People in Rock survey, Marilyn Manson was second and Robbie Williams was third. You know, legends of rock. Moves like Jagger. Wait, that was more Michael Jackson. You know what Michael Jackson's favorite pronoun is?
Oh, I know this, dude. He.
You, that is correct. All right. I am now shirtless.
We're just saying it was a good show.
I can't explain, but
it's kind of weird.
I'm not going to explain on here for the same reason if editing and stuff. All right, anyway. Cool. Good show, man. Another couple great guests. A couple great guests coming up for you next week, too. Like we said, Karen Clardy and RJ Rockers Brewery. So we're excited to give you some more really good music. And Johnny, did you have anything else you wanted to tell the folks here?
Just, you know. Come back next week, man. We just want to keep doing this.
Once we get like some more, like we're gonna like record the video sessions, I will have a shirt on when we record them. But
yeah,
you know, like, so we'll have like more content, and then I think it's going to be more attraction at that point because we haven't really focused on that at all yet. But once we incorporate more kind of videos, and we'll take do some pictures and stuff like that, man, come see us at umpod.com, umpod.com. follow us on Facebook at Upstate Music Mine. Email us at upstatemusicmine@gmail.com. Any of your submissions, artists, if you want your songs played in the background, or if you want to be a spotlight artist, venues, same thing, man. We're always accepting all kinds of submissions and inquiries and whatever else from you guys. Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing we were going to say? We are planning some things that are exciting for the summer, but I guess before we get into details and everything's finalized, we'll save the info for you there on a future date. But if you like what you're hearing and you want to help support the show, help us pay some server costs and some of the maintenance fees and stuff that go into this and go into making a podcast, our Venmo is the same tag. It's umpod, UMMPOD. Anything would be greatly appreciated. We love you. Thank you, Upstate. We'll see you next week, Johnny.
Yep.
Yep.